Greg Blanchard, Assistant Raceway Manager at the new Raceway at Western Fair District. That track kicks off its 2011-2012 meet this weekend. Greg, welcome back to Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm. Always a pleasure.
Now, last week you were in Arizona at the TRA Simulcast Conference. Some pretty influential people in the industry were there. In fact, you were a panelist. We'll get to that in a minute. But with all the ideas tossed around during that conference, what were some of the ones that you were able to really take home with you in your capacity as management?
Well, I'm not sure if there were any real, you know, new ideas, but I think the benefit of going to events like that is it kind of puts the spotlight back on some things that that we need to look at here in the industry. To be honest, you hear a lot of the same things year after year come up in discussion, and I think the good news is, you know, the industry as a whole is taking steps toward doing the types of things that we have to do to get back on solid footing. So from that perspective, it was interesting. You know, behind the scenes, there's some interesting things happening in terms of regulation here in Canada that that could allow racetracks to hopefully do some bigger and better things down the road.
Let's talk about that undercurrent, because it's more than an undercurrent now. For example, you look at COSA and the work they're trying to do with OLG to initiate a new form of wagering that will involve racing, of course. What kind of ideas were being bandied about, you know, over a couple of brewskis?
Well, you know, that idea is certainly one that's been around a long time, and you know, hopefully we're going to see some progress in that area. In terms of, again, making things, I think, a little bit more competitive on both sides of the border, and we just saw Woodbine announce that you know, Americans are going to be able to play into their pools now at the same 20-cent minimum. So that's going to, I think, see a further boost in their handle, hopefully, in the next year or so. We're working toward that here on this end as well. You know, in terms of carryover potential for some pools, we're hoping to work further on that and see things like that further develop. And if those things happen, it's all going to mean more money, I think, back into the pockets of the bettors, and that's what we have to focus on.
You were on one of the panels that dealt with takeout. What's the consensus in the room on this hot-button issue?
I don't know if there is a consensus, to be honest. You know, when some of the people down there heard I was on this panel, you know, they sat me down and said, you know, you can't really think that reducing takeout is a good idea. So from that perspective, it was kind of, you know, set me back a little bit, obviously.
Really? That's rather amazing when you think about it.
I was surprised, to be honest. And I mean, you know, in terms of racing in North America, every track has a different set of circumstances. So there are many different viewpoints still on the takeout issue. I'm a believer that, you know, obviously the pricing is too high in general terms, and we have to work at bringing that down to a more competitive level if we're going to be able to compete with other forms of gambling. So, you know, it was interesting to be on that panel. From our perspective, we focused on the single wager last year, the pick four.
Right.
This year we're going to add a pick five with the same 15% takeout rate. But then you've got a guy like Raj Moody from Fraser Downs who was much more aggressive in his approach, and it was interesting. They're pretty happy with what they've seen so far, and I think they're going to continue to work at lowering the takeout in some of their other wagers. So, you know, we'll monitor tracks like that very closely.
15% seems to be a magical number among the tracks that are participating. Why not 12, 13, or 14? Anybody tossed around that?
Well, I mean, it's, again, there's no real definitive answer in terms of what the magic number is. And I think it's kind of trial and error. And, you know, I think tracks are going to continue to dabble with takeout and hopefully try to find the number that works. So you're right, 15% at this point seems to be the number, and especially with new wagers being introduced, I think that's in the ballpark of where most tracks are going.
Now, last year you partnered with Hannah on a pick four wager. What was the track's take on how that went over? Will we see another pool party like that this coming year?
I hope so. I thought it went very well. We generated a win four handle on Molson night of just under $10,000. We guaranteed it at 10, so we had to top up the pot just a little bit. I think less than $200. But at the end of the day, we created an almost $10,000 pool, which the previous year I think was $3,200 on Molson night. So we're not talking huge numbers, but we're talking a big increase. And overall, last year, in focusing just on our win four, we saw the pool size almost triple by the end of the year.
It's a major uptick in relative terms. Now, obviously, you know, having gone to Western Fair from the time I was five, I guess for old guys like me, it'll always be Western Fair Raceway and not necessarily the Raceway at Western Fair District. That's a foreign concept to me. Let's talk about the rebranding. How do you see that affecting the racing side of the business?
Well, it'll be, I think it'd be a little bit of an adjustment for fans. New name, new look, and like anything, people that are used to seeing Western Fair are going to have to get used to that. But hey, change is inevitable, and this was a company initiative in terms of trying to, I think, get general awareness on the fact that the Western Fair is much more than just the 10-day fair held in September. So
is that the consensus? I mean, do people still ask, do you guys still race? I mean, do you still get those questions?
We do.
Really?
It's amazing. And, I remember, during my days at Woodbine, when we would switch from Woodbine to Mohawk or vice versa, it would take a couple of weeks for people to kind of get aware again that, hey, it's the same, basically the same circuit at a different venue, and the same scenario here.
That is rather interesting. I mean, those of us who are in the game just take for granted that, hey, everybody knows there's racing at Western Fair, when that really is not necessarily the case. What other rebranding are you going through? You're obviously marketing the whole thing as a geographical area, a gathering place, of which racing is an integral part, I guess.
Exactly, and I think it's part and parcel of venues now that have added gaming, i.e. slots, and maybe other lines of business, just trying to let people know that, hey, there's a lot to see and do here, especially in terms of entertainment and in terms of gaming. So, that's the ultimate goal of the rebranding here. Within that, we've changed the racetrack name to the Raceway at the Western Fair District. A bit of a mouthful, but people will get used to that, and I think they'll like the new look that we'll be presenting on our TV broadcasts as well, and we'll just continue to get the word out.
Let's talk about Friday's opening night card. It looks strong. You've got to be pleased with the fields assembled.
We are. It's, I think, much stronger than the typical Friday card we would see last year when we were racing 5 days a week, Norm, to start. So, we're pretty happy. Our purse structure's going to be solid again this year in the range of $80,000 a day with a four-day-a-week schedule. I think it should make for optimal field size and quality.
Well, anybody who knows this show knows that the host left his heart in London, Ontario. So best of luck with the opening weekend, Greg Blanchard.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to everybody at the simulcast bar for me.
Will do.
Just don't tell them where I am.